Steve Jaco pre-game interview.
Lucky enough to be joined by Star Cat Zach Toohey, who has joined us on the line from up on the Gold Coast. Zach, Kingy, Benny Cass and T. Lonigan joining you from the K-Rock Hub. We really appreciate you giving us some of your time on a Saturday afternoon. Can you just give us a sense in the mood in the camp sort of as we approach 48 hours on from Thursday night?
Yeah, I'm clearly disappointed, but that's why you play all season for a top four spot, is to give yourself a second bite at it. So upset, but positive moving forward.
Yep. How quickly do you have to move on? You've got to review it, obviously, but has that been done yet, or will that take place in the next sort of 48 hours before you look ahead to then either West Coast or Collingwood?
Nah, I guess in the immediate aftermath, it's more recovery. And then we'll probably go through it again tomorrow and start back into our regular training week heading into West Coast or Collingwood.
The non-selected boys, I believe, had a hit out earlier today. Did you have a look at that? And if you did, who caught your eye?
Yeah, they did. They played played Metricon. The usual culprits, Jordan Clark was excellent again. Stefan Ockenberg, my buddy, was fantastic down back. But I must admit, I only caught two or three of their shortened quarters before I had to go and do some extra recovery myself. So we're in a fairly healthy position of the list, but I'm not sure how many changes there'll be.
You sound a bit subdued, Zach. Usually you're up and about. You sounded like you need to have a couple of lollies or something.
A couple of lollies, you need to have a win. That's what I need.
You did. Second half, the second quarter you dominated. And then the goal that they kicked right on the halftime siren obviously wasn't ideal. And then for whatever reason, no one will ever be able to explain it, but it seemed like the fumble sort of kicked in the third quarter and they just completely outnumbered you at every contest. Every time there was a loose ball, it seemed like there was a Port Adelaide player there first to the ball. Did you sort of sense that as a player, that you were being outnumbered around the contest?
Yeah, well, momentum's a very hard thing to stop in games. And we've been very good at it at different stages throughout the year, but they got on top for long periods in that third quarter and they made the most of their chances, which we probably didn't do in the first half. It was hardly the worst outing we've ever had. It's just a few things needed to be a little bit sharper in that third quarter and they made us pay.
We're speaking with Star Cat Zach Toohey. He's a former defensive teammate of yours, Zach, in Tom Lonigan.
Reggie, good to speak to you, mate. How's the skipper's finger? He looked like a bit of dislocation there in the third quarter, but I've got no doubt he'll be up ready to go for Saturday.
Yeah, good day, Domsey. I saw him trying to get it put back in place when he was out on the ground and actually didn't realise just how bad it must have been. So I actually haven't spoken to Skip since the game, but as you well know, it's going to take an awful lot for him to miss out on an elimination final. So I haven't seen him, but I'm pretty sure if anyone's going to play, it'll be Skip.
And thought Lockie Henderson was pretty good down back. How'd you see his game? And how'd you overall see that we played a fair bit of defence? The defence on the night, how did you think that worked?
Yeah, Hendel's been awesome since he's come into the side. Hendel's been a force in training all year. And he's one of those guys that you just know if he's not going to get into the side, it's going to be hard to dislodge him. He's the ultimate professional. I'm delighted to see him playing so well, given, you know, he's obviously kind of delisted and re-rookied. It's a difficult position to be in. But I've said this all year, especially since I've shifted positions, but our defence is, they're just a bunch of savages. Every week they just save. They save us so, so often. And obviously it wasn't our night, Thursday night, but none of that could be put down to the efforts of our defence. It's week in, week out with those guys.
On a personal note, Zach, how are you body-wise? There were some reports of some knee soreness that you were battling. Is it giving you some grief and is it something you're managing week to week?
Yeah, I'm managing it every week. But I must admit, it's probably the best it's been. Well, in probably a couple of years right now. Obviously, we had the condensed fixture, which we tested everyone a little bit. But I actually haven't played a ton of footy in the meantime. And we've gone back to a regular sort of fixturing schedule. So, I have had to manage it all year. But right at the minute, it feels bloody good.
Yep. Future, has that been parked through finals? You and I, or you and the team, spoke here at K-Rock a few weeks ago when you were last on with us, and you know, you said that you know you felt you had plenty of footy left in you. How are those conversations progressing with the football club?
Oh, yeah, I have to admit, I haven't given it much thought of the last few weeks, given the time of the year we're at. So, yeah, I feel exactly the same. I think the club are comfortable enough with where I'm at in my playing, in my weekly output. So I'm confident it'll get done. But, yeah, honestly, I haven't given it much thought.
Is that sea lion Mo that you run with? Have you thought about maybe dispensing with that for this week, or are you happy just to continue sort of just rubbing that Peruvian imported oil on it?
That is not going anywhere. I can absolutely assure you that. Very happy with the whole setup at the minute.
All right. Well, what about, is your wife up with you there at the hub? What does she think of it?
My fiance, yeah, she is, yeah. No, she don't mind it. She knew what she was getting into when she agreed to get hitched, so she's quite happy.
So do you give yourself a little sort of a wink when you walk past a mirror? Do you just sort of check it out and just, do you sort of brush it down with two fingers down sort of in a downward motion as you go past? Or?
Yeah. Well, every mirror I pass is 2 hours of my day gone. I just can't pull myself away.
Oh, that's fantastic stuff. We look forward to see it just bristling. When is it? Saturday?
Saturday, we think. How are you hitting them, Zach? Have you been able to get out onto one of the fine tracks that is Royal Pines?
Yeah, haven't been playing as much as I'd like. Was going all right a few weeks ago, but I haven't actually had a swing in about 2 or 3 weeks. So if I get a chance this week, which I probably won't, I'll get out and I'll let you know.
Is Royal Pines your pick of the courses up there?
Yeah, well, a few of the other guys have gotten out and about and tested out some of the other courses up here. I haven't been quite that lucky, but from what I've seen, it's pretty spot on.
Yeah, it's a nice little track up there, a fantastic little setup. We really appreciate your time, Zach. Obviously, it wasn't the result we wanted on Thursday night here at K-Rock, nor did the Cats, but as you said, when you work hard to get the double chance, that's exactly what you get, and you've got one next Saturday night. We can't wait for that, and we can't wait to see who you take on as well, either the Pies or the Eagles. I won't ask you who you'd prefer to play because it's just a silly question because nobody's answering that, but we'll let you enjoy the week, and hopefully we're talking post-game on Saturday about progressing to a prelim. Look forward to catching up with you soon.
Thanks, guys. Pleasure.
And you're Reggie.
Good Zach Tuohy joining us from up in the hub. The Cats, they've been there now since, they've been 3 months. Mm.
Long time.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.